This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So with the summary judgment that was handed down against Donald Trump in New York, he has to pay all this money plus interest before he can even appeal, evidently. So folks, what does this sound like to you? Does it sound like the wheels of justice are turning and, you know, getting a fair shake under the law and justice for all, this kind of thing? Or does it sound like a way to make sure he can't be appealed? Or at least make it so onerous to be able to appeal a decision, which is your right to do. That, to me, folks, starts to, again, really look like the fix is in, really look like this is only designed to go after one person, Donald Trump, in such an unorthodox fashion. Because of the political agenda. But I guess, you know, we're all supposed to just simply sit back and say, oh, but they're doing this miscarriage of justice and this travesty is only there to make sure that you and I are protected, that our democracy is protected, and on and on and on it goes, right? Folks, welcome to the program. Hour number two is starting up here. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Great to be with you this morning on this Tuesday edition. We hope that you're well. Thanks for spending some time with us here on the radio this morning. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call, of course, if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, if you'd like to opine. You can also head over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Well, that's right, folks. Donald Trump must pay $500 million before he can appeal the New York decision. This from Breitbart. Former President Donald Trump must pay nearly $500 million as a bond to New York State before he can appeal the ruling by Judge Arthur Engoron last week, as he must pay $354 million in fines, over $450 million with interest for fraud. That's right. You mean that same fraud where banks and developers go back and forth on what the value of certain assets might be? Is that fraud where they make an agreement as to what they believe the value is? And by the way, last time I checked, how much is your house worth, right? How much is your car worth? Well, you could blue book it, right? You could blue book it. You could get an appraiser to tell you what they think the house would appraise for, but what it's really worth is really what somebody will pay for it. And if you eventually agree, well, okay, yeah, my car's worth $5,000. I'll sell it to you for $5,000. I'd much rather sell it to you for $6,000, but, you know, you're not willing to pay me $6,000, so I'll sell it to you for $5,000. You know, that's, you know, oh, I'm sorry, you just inflated the value of your vehicle. Well, you know, everybody's trying to sell stuff for what they can get for it, right? Isn't that true? But again, I know I'm oversimplifying here, but the idea, my friends, is that you have pretty sophisticated people who understand how the real estate system works, and they're not going to get taken for a ride. Deutsche Bank's not going to get taken for a ride, right? Major banks are not going to get taken for a ride, especially at this level. Because the, you know, catastrophe that could happen if they don't do their due diligence is just, you know, stratospheric at that point. But Jonathan Turley, and he's quoted in this article, and this is one of the things I was trying to get across here in the intro there, says, under New York law, Trump cannot appeal this ruling without depositing the full amount, including interest, into a court account. Even for Trump, $455 million is hard to come by. Likewise, a bond would require a company to guarantee payment for a defendant who has been barred from doing business in New York and is facing the need to liquidate much of his portfolio. Nothing succeeds like excess for judges like Engoron. By opposing this astronomical figure, he can make it difficult or impossible, again, this is Turley talking, difficult or impossible for a defendant to appeal, absent declaring bankruptcy or selling off assets at distressed prices. The excess of fine and its basis raise serious statutory and constitutional questions. Many of us believe it should be substantially reduced or tossed out entirely. The article goes on to say, this is a real kicker, everybody. Engoron also refused to allow Trump to mount any defense, declaring Trump guilty via summary judgment for the state. And once again, folks, this goes beyond whether or not people like Trump, or they like the tweets, or they don't like the tweets, or they like his extemporaneous method of talking, or they don't like his extemporaneous method of talking. You know, all those things are completely beside the point. What people, I think, are going to be seeing, how they're reacting to this, they know a railroad when they see one, and this is exactly that. And, you know, what kind of a country are we living in when such an onerous judgment is given down, when there is no damages, there are no victims, it doesn't appear that anything untoward occurred, and yet you have this summary judgment, you have somebody who's saying, oh boy, look what I did, oh, my name's going to go down in history, I'm the one who stuck it to Donald Trump, I'm the one who finally made him have to either declare bankruptcy or, you know, sell off Trump Tower and all that. We're breaking this guy. And Letitia James is over there just, you know, being as happy as can be. And on it goes. And they are doing this under the false pretense that they're protecting democracy and they're doing all this stuff. And they're the heroes in all of this. No, not at all. And so, folks, when we come back, I want you to hear an audio clip that we have, so we'll have more time on the other side. But I want you to hear this audio clip about doing business in New York, doing business in California, and where people are going to start going. Well, they're not going to New York or California, especially after this. This is an all-out attack on anybody, evidently, who would do business, even if their name's not Trump, because this is the precedent. Stay right there. I'm Warren with you. We are coming right back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Is moving along. Well, I think at light speed, or even warp speed, for that matter. In other words, we're going fast, everybody, and we're glad that you've latched on here because we're going through the overnight hours across America. Glad to be part of your radio dial this morning. We really, really do, and we want to thank everybody for your direct messages. So William in Denver just got your direct message. Yes, thank you very much. Yeah, he's talking about Joe Biden. He says it's not so much the age or the dementia. It's just the, he's saying he's a bad person with no ethics, and mentions the Clintons and the Obamas as well. Well, it certainly does seem that way, doesn't it? Well, folks, don't forget, KyleWarrenShow.com is the website. 949-822-7959 is the number. Let's head over right to the telephone line this morning. We've got Aaron in Denver, Colorado. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, good morning, Professor Politics. Talk about the shooting that happened during the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl celebration parade, and I'm thinking to myself, why hasn't the deep state, aka the FBI, CIA, gone after the black market guns in this country? Why haven't they gone after the drugs? The black market drugs going on in this country, especially since this shooting was done by two menaces to society that had no business having guns in the first place. What do you think, Professor Baltics?
Well, I think, you know, if they went after all the illegal guns like that, I don't know, it would probably cut into the time of trying to take guns away from law-abiding citizens.
I guess so, because it, I mean, it's just so sad that, you know, two losers in life, these kids who I don't know their parents, I don't know their backgrounds, but to just go down there and just mess it up, you know, because 99.9% of people that were at the parade were just there to have a good time, celebrate the Chiefs winning the championship, and then you got these knuckleheads just messing it up. I think there was one person killed. Wasn't it one person killed?
Yes, unfortunately.
Yeah, one person killed and others were injured. And then you have the mayor of Kansas City saying that, well, maybe we ought to not have this. If the Chiefs win the Super Bowl again, maybe we shouldn't have the Chiefs celebrate a parade through the city. And I'm thinking, that is so just so wrong and so unfair, and frankly, it's just bending the knee to pure evil. Mm-hmm. I mean, because of two losers, don't bend the knee to evil and say, well, you know, because we had this incident with two people getting killed, one person getting killed and many people getting hurt as a result of this insanity, that we're not going to have if the Chiefs do win the game, we're not going to celebrate the Super Bowl through the whole city. Well, and we just want to have it in a stadium. Well, that's no fun. You know, I mean, here in Denver, Colorado, when the Nuggets won the NBA champ, we had a similar incident where we had some knuckleheads downtown Denver was trying to shoot up some drug deal went bad downtown and caused some havoc and people were shot. I think I think one person may have got killed. I have to go back and look at that. Mm-hmm. But I just hope I hope the Kansas City mayor does not bend to fear. You know, don't bend to fear. Don't let the bad guys win and take the fun away from the 99.9% of people that went to the Super Bowl to have fun. And celebrate without trying to kill anybody. But anyway, as usual, Professor Politics, it's been a pleasure. Adios.
Hey, thank you, Aaron. Appreciate it. Adios. Have a great great rest of your morning. All right, that's Aaron in Denver, everybody, listening, of course, on the mighty 710 KNUS. And glad to hear from Aaron. And, he's got a point, everybody. And that is, again, you know, you can't give in to fear, and you can't, allow the bad elements of society to dictate the way that we're going to continue to live our lives or to celebrate. You know, in this day and age, are there greater security concerns than ever? Well, of course. Everybody knows here, I love to go out and watch our Angels play, go to Anaheim Stadium, Angel Stadium. And the security measures have changed there over the years, and they've always gotten more intense. And now I think in a lot of these stadiums, you have these things you just sort of walk through. It does actually save time, but they're always getting more sophisticated. And you have to have that these days. Otherwise, these bad actors, like Aaron was talking about, I mean, they can do a lot of damage. They can ruin a lot of good. And so there are things we have to take care of these days, but we shouldn't simply begin to give up the territory, as it were. We can't simply be pushed back and back and back to where nobody can go out and nobody can do anything. And also, of course, unfortunately, we have people have ways of obtaining firearms and so forth where, that's obviously on the black market. And so there does have to be more crackdowns for that. That's obvious. And maybe, just as I was telling Aaron, they're spending so much time trying to take guns away from actual law-abiding citizens. That's not the problem in our society. All right, we got James in Clearwater. Good morning, James.
Hey, Kyle, real quick. This whole thing about Trump, as far as inflating his holdings or whatever else, at the very end of whatever it is he was proposing, he had a due diligence clause that was signed, says, here's what we have to offer, but doesn't matter what we say, do your due diligence and be satisfied with that. That should totally nullify anything else that happened in that court.
Agreed. That's how this business works. Exactly right.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, you would think if anybody wanted to sue Donald Trump, it would be a bank. You know, if this really occurred, if there was really, not just a misunderstanding, but a fraud perpetrated, you would think they would be the ones suing him, but they got all their money there.
Regardless, the fact that there is a due diligence clause says, no matter what I say, whatever you say goes. And that's it. That's in the discussion. There's no reason whatsoever to have this, no basis at all to have this trial to begin with, because nothing happened.
Right, I know. There's a trial for nothing. It really is true. But, of course, we all know the underlying reason is that they want to destroy Donald Trump. They want to show who's boss. And you know how Trump always says they're not coming after me, they're coming after you. Well, this is also supposed to show us who's boss, right? We better not question it too much. Yeah.
Indeed. Okay, I'll let you go with the break here.
Hey, James, I appreciate the call very, very much. Well said this morning. Take care. We'll talk again soon. All right, there's James in Clearwater, everybody. We appreciate him very, very much. And, that's exactly it. They are showing everybody out there that no matter what, and you better, and don't raise up a champion. That this is also, I think, what's being said. In other words, how else are we supposed to interpret this kind of thing, folks? Do not raise up a champion. You know who you get to vote for? Hillary Clinton. Now, I don't know if they'll put her up. I think she's out there thinking, oh, boy, you know, just a little while longer, and they're going to come knocking at my door, and I'm going to be the nominee because blah, blah, blah. No. And I don't think that that's going to happen. Gavin Newsom probably is now terrified that he would be the nominee, knowing what he knows now about how a lot of his stuff is going to play out there. And we could digress into that. But overall, you know, they are telling us, do not even think about raising up a champion. Do not even think that you're going to be successful with this, because we can take out anybody we want to take out. That, I think, is the message. And this ridiculous decision, if this had been done to a Democrat, if this had been done to somebody like that, they would be raising the roof. From the mainstream media to Kingdom Come, this would be going on. It would just be a national crisis to see what this judge did and this kind of thing. But now it's like, oh, nope. Letitia James and the judge, you know, it's like it sounds like some horrible TV show or something. You know, Letitia and the judge, and they go around, you know, coming up with very flimsy cases and then summarily judging against them. It's not funny, but sometimes, folks, you got to wonder the absurdity of it all. All right, two good calls this segment. I appreciate it very much. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back, so don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. As the deadline to fund the government approaches, Congress is on a two-week recess. Lawmakers slated to return to the Capitol on February 28th, just 2 days before the March 1st deadline to fund certain government agencies, while the rest must be funded by March 8th. Donald Trump drew parallels between the death of the Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and his own legal challenges in the United States. In a Truth Social post, the former president expressed that Navalny's passing has heightened his awareness of events in the U.S. He criticized radical left politicians, prosecutors, and judges, accusing them of steering the nation toward destruction. Respiratory illnesses are up in half of the states, 25 states seeing high or very high levels of respiratory virus activity. That's according to the CDC. Respiratory illness activity defined as people going to the doctor with symptoms including fever, cough, and or sore throat. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are having fun this morning. No doubt about it, my friends. And it is Tuesday, and we're racing along at warp speed. And again, glad that you're with us this morning. And we have so much more to tell you about. 949-822-7959, of course. That is the number to call. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. Welcome to everybody, by the way, listening along the GCN network this morning. And we want to welcome all. And you can always head over to GCNLive.com. That's GCNLive.com. If you'd like to pick up the live streams for the program, find out a little bit more about the show as well. And also, I think our new listener from Southern Louisiana, we heard from yesterday morning, was listening on GCN. So this is really great. And so definitely, folks, we're glad that you're there. And we have so much more to tell you about on the program this morning. Let's listen in here real briefly to Mr. Wonderful. We had one of his quotes from a few days, it was a couple weeks ago he had said it, but we had used it then, listened to it, and then we also listened to it again as we're moving through this weekend and into the Monday edition of his take on this ridiculous case against a real estate developer, which Donald Trump is a real estate developer, in the state of New York. And Kevin O'Leary was saying there is no case, basically. This is the process. And as James in Clearwater was pointing out, the idea of the due diligence. Well, of course. And the banks will do their due diligence. Well, here's Kevin O'Leary. He was talking with Neil Cavuto earlier, and I thought this was really, really on point. Let's hear what Kevin O'Leary has to say about this decision, and not just the decision, but how this is going to affect business in New York and how a business person, and quite frankly, a very successful business person, otherwise he wouldn't be Mr. Wonderful, would he? Of course, of Shark Tank fame. But I like Kevin O'Leary. I think he's got a good perspective on things. And he obviously knows where he's coming from. So let's listen in here to Kevin O'Leary talking with Neil Cavuto earlier about what's happened with this particular judgment. So once again, I do think he's right on point. Here we go.
Well, this award, I mean, just leaving the whole Trump thing out of it and seeing what occurred here, and I'm no different than any other investor. I'm shocked at this. I can't even understand or fathom the decision at all. There's no rationale for it. And so let me give you a real-time experience I'm having regarding this, and I'm not the only one. It doesn't matter what the governor says. New York was already a loser state. Like California is a loser state. There are many loser states because of policy, high taxes, uncompetitive regulation. It was already on the top of the list of being a loser state. I would never invest in New York now, and I'm not the only person saying that. And here's a real-time situation. In development in real estate right now, the hottest asset class is very high-end data centers. They cost anywhere from $2.5 to $3.5 billion each. They're very expensive. They require low power. You need permits. But most of the major institutions in the world need more data centers, and that's why developers like me are doing this. Now, you need power. So New York has Niagara Falls. Normally, you'd consider that to put in one of these facilities, create 400 jobs, 5 more jobs for each of one of those for auxiliary services. I can't go to New York. So I'm going to Oklahoma, North Dakota, West Virginia. Governor Stitt, Kevin Stitt, my staff have met with him. Governor Bergen, the same thing. Governor Justice. Those are winner states. They don't do things like this. I have to syndicate that debt and all that equity. We're talking billions of dollars here. Do you think any foreign institution or any private equity firm or any pension fund would touch New York? No. And that's why New Yorkers should be concerned. The fine people of New York should ask themselves, why are we such a loser state? How are we going to attract business? It's not just the existing businesses that are fleeing out to Texas and Florida. What about new money like this that I'm talking about, like a $4 billion data center? Not a chance I would put that in New York. Zero probability. Never. And so they've got a lot of work to do to find themselves getting out of this situation. This has all occurred post-pandemic. Winner states versus loser states. Look at Tennessee.
So you got Kevin O'Leary there. A great, the insight that he's delivering here to us is really important. And not just so much, you know, with this terrible judgment that's come down, which I think puts all business people on notice, that if you do not comply somehow with how we look at things, so I don't mean property values, I mean like politics. You know, you could find yourself in a terrible rock and a hard place. You don't want to say the wrong thing or wink the wrong way at somebody. Or, you know, okay, and, you know, I don't really like that politician. I don't like this policy. Well, guess what? You know, now we can probably take a look at maybe you inflated your real estate values or maybe you did this or that. But I appreciate what Kevin O'Leary is talking about with the essentially an assault on real estate or just the idea that there's a loser mentality that's going on there. And while he was talking, I started thinking, I don't know. I mean, at some point, will it be escape from New York, like for real? You know, we need Kurt Russell or Snake Plissken, actually, for get out of New York and go to places like North Dakota or Oklahoma or other places. So there could be a real sea change starting to happen. And honestly, folks, it's going to be writ large because of these blue policies, these blue state, blue city policies where all of the real money will eventually leave. The smart people will eventually leave. The business people who don't want to be harassed anymore or have to live under onerous regulations and weird policies. You know, at one point, you know, in other words, our shining city, you know, quote unquote, you know, America's cities for some, you know, to such a great degree has always been New York City. It's always been the bustling metropolis, you know, it's all these, supposed to be all these things. But with the advent of these policies that have been implemented in these big blue cities has just made everything worse. And people will simply say to themselves, well, I'm just not taking this anymore. You know, and of course, we're based here in California, but we're not in Los Angeles, you know, for example. And as things begin to sort of, you know, morph out from Los Angeles or San Francisco, it causes so many other Californians who have just been sort of living their lives and doing their job and doing their thing to say, okay, well, that's all happening in the big city over there. You know, over here, it's not so terrible. But once that all starts to spread through, and it is spreading through, more and more people are going to say to themselves, hey, you know, I can do a lot better in a different place. And I really do think that we'll start to see a lot more of that happening. But Kevin O'Leary, of course, you know, going on to say every investor is very worried. You know, where is the victim? Who lost the money, he said, called it an arbitrary decision. And again, you know, you can't really point to anybody who's been harmed in this. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All they got to do is they got to get up there with Letitia James and say, we finally got the guy who perfected the art of the steal and all this. Because they also know this principle in public relations, and that is typically the person who gets their story out there first typically has a much better chance of making that story stick, because people hear that, they form an opinion about it, and to some degree you can come out and say, well, but this is what undermines their narrative and this kind of thing. But a lot of times you just get it out there and you know, all of a sudden it makes it much harder to combat that with the truth. But here's the other thing we're going to do, too, and that is, just like Aaron in Denver was talking about earlier, about not giving in to fear. Well, we're not going to do that here on this show. We're going to keep on shouting it from the rooftops. We're going to keep on telling you the truth about what's going on. We're going to keep on finding these these things that do undermine the narrative, my friends. And we're going to keep doing it, and we're going to smile while we're doing it, and we're going to have fun, and we're going to listen to some great music, and we're going to laugh, and we're going to have a great time doing this, because, folks, this is what we do. This is why we are here. And I'll tell you one thing. This is the best job in the world. And I have you to thank for that. Absolutely true. All right, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. We've got a lot more. We've got another great song. Then we're going to talk to Denise Simon as we head towards the top of the hour this morning. So don't go anywhere. I'll warn with you. I will be right back.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It is Tuesday, and yeah, I'm excited that it's Tuesday. Everybody gets excited. It's Friday, and you know, I see where that goes. Or it's Saturday, you know, this kind of thing. Or it's Wednesday. It's, you know, we're getting over the hump day, you know. So, you know, but Tuesday is kind of all by itself. Monday, nobody, you know, is happy about Monday, but Tuesday's kind of left by itself. Thursday's got it good. Because, hey, it's almost Friday. You know, it's just, if you look at it that way, hey, it's Thursday, which kind of means it's really almost Friday, which means we're happy. You know, this kind of thing, right? But Tuesday, I it's the unsung day of the week, so I'm happy to be here with you on this wonderful Tuesday, by the way. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And we have so much more to tell you about on the program this morning. KyleWarrenShow.com, of course, is the website if you want to go over and send me a direct message. And right now we're going to get right back to the music, by the way, in this part of the program. And we'll take another quick look at the national weather, see if there are any changes. And then we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, boy, do we have an awful lot to talk about with her this morning as well, especially in regards to this UN Security Council resolution that the United States is, I believe, going to put forward, trying to keep Israel from going into Rafah. So this is a big-time deal, no doubt about that. But let's get right to it, shall we? We've got another great song this morning. This is, and sometimes, you know, things that we talk about here on this program, maybe just what we needed to hear. Well, in this particular case, this is The Cars. just what I needed. Morning. This is the cool part of the song, by the way. And then it's back to a regular beat right there. That's pretty cool. To the on beat and then to the regular beat. That's really cool stuff. I got to tell you, one of the things I really loved about the Cars, back in the day when they were first, coming along, I always thought they had such a clean sound. And by that, I mean just, very, I don't mean like slick produced or this kind of stuff. So much energy in their recordings, but I just liked the clarity and sort of the cleanness of the sound they got. And then also, the use of the keyboards. Now that's considered vintage, pretty much at this point. We're talking about like 1978. That kind of keyboard sound, and integrating it the way that they did was really top notch. And, cause sometimes, you can get a wall of keyboards and, all kinds of stuff going and it doesn't really do anything. It's just, it's all too much, but this is just right. So I'll leave it at that. Okay, folks, once again, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. Let's take a quick look again at our weather. We were looking at some of the precipitation last hour to see what was going on out there. Looks like we don't have a whole lot of changes. Rain still in the Los Angeles area, pretty much now south of Los Angeles into the Orange County area, down through Santa Ana, for example. Looks like upper near Victorville, it looks like it's cleared out a little bit. But coming out of Barstow, it's a little bit heavier now. If you're coming out Barstow out of Interstate 15, you definitely got all kinds of rain coming on the interstate there as you're heading out up towards Baker, for example, almost all the way to Baker. And if you get to Baker and you see the giant thermometer, it's probably going to be cold. I'm just going to go out on a limb here. It's going to be cold. Bakersfield, up California 99. You've got all kinds of rain heading there. You've also got rain on the other side there on Interstate 5, on the other side of Bakersfield up there. Rating continues checking in here. Lots of rain and snow, mixed with snow coming across Interstate 5 up there. Looks like Eugene, Oregon, a little bit of rain to your northwest. right now. Newport, Oregon, looks like, let's check out Florence. Looks like you still might have some of the rain going on there. But Tacoma, Washington, just now south of Seattle, is creeping in there into Seattle proper. So listener Joan may have to do some battening down of the hatches there. Spokane, you got rain mixed with snow coming across I-90. Looks like that's happening there. Boise, you got some rain. Let's go to your north right now. Salt Lake City has got rain mixed with snow and snow all around this area and heading on up towards Logan and then out I-80 heading west over to the border with Nevada this morning. You've got snow and rain mixed with snow. So be careful out there, everybody. We want you to get there in one piece, and we want you to have a good morning. Well, we're going to have a great morning here ourselves because we've got none other than Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. It's you know, Tuesday gets a bad rap, you know, I think. Because it's not.
I don't like it.
Well, yeah, but we're gonna make it great here on the. We're making.
Okay.
We're gonna make Tuesday great again. That's what I'm doing.
Well, I'll start off with a little bit of humor here. Just
okay.
Before I called in.
Yep.
In my office here, I have a Roomba, and my puppy has figured out from time to time that if he puts his nose on the start button, it comes off of its home and starts moving. And then what does a puppy do? He chases it and barks. So I just panicked a few minutes ago. I had to take away the Roomba from him. He decided that he wanted to vacuum the house and then bark. Which would not have been a good thing here on radio. So.
That's right. Well, we appreciate that. I know before he's done some chewing, like on bottles and stuff. And
the Gatorade bottles. Right.
Exactly. Well, good. Well, I'm glad that your puppy's doing well. That's amazing. You're a braver soul than I am to raise a puppy like that. Well, we're good. I'm glad everything's going so well. Well, you know, I got to tell you. Well, one of the things that we'll just sort of preview this, because on the other side of the top of the hour news, I want to ask you, you know, I want to find out what you think about the United States. Looks like they may want to support or even present a UN resolution to stop Israel from going into Rafah.
That's the word. Now, allegedly it is to be proposed, but there is chatter that it will be, if it comes to vote, it'll be vetoed. We'll see, by the United States. So we'll see how that one works out.
Well, I thought we weren't supposed to be telling them how to fight their war.
Well, I mean, you know, we're doing it with Ukraine.
Yeah. Well, that's really right. Well, of course, in Rafah, you know, they have a lot of command and control. They have a lot of stuff Hamas does in Rafah. I mean, this would make a big difference. One would think.
You know, this is not a new phenomenon with what Israel has to put up with. And so, you know, I was sitting here thinking, you know, if the United States is so powerful with its military and so forth, somebody explain to me, please, how come we didn't defeat Russia going into Ukraine in 2014? And how come, going all the way back to the Obama administration, we didn't defeat Gaza back then?
Good question. Hold that thought. Stay right there. We're going to be right back, everybody, with Denise Simon, Kyle Warren, and the puppy. Stay right there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.